Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Yeah. I come out the gutter, you hear me?
Gutter.
Niggas don't make it up.
My dog hurt. You ain't even one of them. You ain't even see your dog hurt. My homie out there on that block, he selling dog work. We whipped that shit and that shit came out, it was softer. But now it's hard work. Watch out for the niggas that pretend to be your dog first. I knew that he would bite me, didn't even know his claws were. Man, I don't get excited cause they know we killing. Man, my homie just died, I remember we was chillin'. Put my hands up in the sky, cause this car ain't got no ceiling. In the streets, I still could die, cause I know it ain't no feeling. Screamin' fuck the opposition, you gon' die, you gon' finish. If I make it off of rappin', I'ma make sure that we winning. Seen a lot of tears shed, cause all my friends dead. Only stay around a few, cause it ain't that many of us left. Puttin' shit up on the grave, I gotta let my dog rest. Bitch, I got it off the sand. Everything I do come from the heart, I learned that as a man. Tryna flood my wrist with diamonds, gotta worry about them bands. She gon' fuck cause I've been climbing, I've been copying on trend.
Yeah. You're now tuned into me. $1 million worth of game. I'm Wallow 267. Right here is Gilly.
What I tell you about?
Right here is Gilly the Squid. Right there is Mona, aka White Girl, because I call her White Girl because she look like a white girl. And my man Tony the Closer.
Let me just say this. Let me just say this. Shout out to Barstool Sports. Go ahead, finish.
This is brought to you by Barstool Sports. No, what you got to say, man? Say what you going to say, man.
Stop being Tony Cock Buffer, man.
No. That's Tony the Closer right there. That's
for
not
real.
His name. His name is not that.
What's wrong with you, man? You want to keep introducing niggas like you the introducer. What I told you about this.
Oh, well, you want to be the introducer, huh?
20 motherfucking episodes.
You want to be the introducer.
I told you about
that. Yeah, all right, whatever, man. That song of the week was Trench Baby, man, by Sim Sos, man. Check him out, man. Little young brother. South Philly doing his thing, man.
Shout out to Trench Baby.
You know what I'm
saying?
Trench Baby.
Listen, man. Like I said, man, this thing is brought to you by Barstool Sports.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3Chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Let me ask y'all a question, right? Because I be on Instagram all the time, right? And I see, you know, I be seeing these captions because you can't always go by the pictures. You got to go by what the caption read. And I see a lot of women be saying, you know, they can only deal with a nigga that's getting a bag. And, you know, the nigga, I see a lot of this shit going on. I'm going to just keep it real. One bitch, right, she posted that up. I ain't going to put it on all the women. One bitch, she posted it up. I can only fuck with a nigga that get the bag. Nigga got to do this for me, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what the fuck qualifies a woman to have that mentality? Because why would a nigga get you a Birkin bag and bitch you hurting bad? I'm saying, how can you
Birkin bag me? You heard what TJ, you heard what she said, City Girls? She said Birkin bag. So she probably listening to the music.
The City Girl mentality.
The music, Instagram. It's power with these chicks. But my whole thing, is it qualifications for a woman like to get certain bags? Like, could you ask for a Birkin bag if you ain't got one?
Like, right.
I'm just asking.
Like, what I'm saying is, what qualifies you for a nigga to go spend? Because some of these motherfucking bags be costing like $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000.
The pussy.
Okay, give us the game. Give us the back.
If you feel like you got good pussy and you
So a nigga ever bought you a Chanel bag?
No.
Your pussy ain't pussy trash.
Oh, man.
Your pussy ain't got no lips.
Damn, no, I'm just saying.
No,
like,
nigga never bought me, so.
So you say you ain't. So no,
you're
but what
the
is
pussy
it?
Loosey goosey.
No, what I'm
is
saying
is the pussy loosey goosey.
The pussy is amazing. I've already
wait,
discussed
but a nigga
that.
Never bought you. Wait, hold on. You just said the pussy determines
we still
whether you
I
get
have time. No, I didn't she say it determines. I said if you got good pussy and you meet a man that can afford that shit.
Oh, so you just been fucking broke niggas. This is
I
what
mean,
you saying.
You know that's her thing.
You know, oh my god.
That's
know.
A thing.
She and like.
I've
you
been
know.
Purchased some shit. People, I've got nice.
What's the most money a dude ever spent on you?
$20,000.
Whoa!
You must have sucked the leather
yo,
off
yo,
his
20,000.
Dick. She sucked the leather and the zippers off his dick, huh?
$20,000.
What he bought you?
A house.
Ooh, okay. That's a cheap ass house, but at least he spent
down
it.
Payment.
No,
down
just,
payment.
I'm just fucking with
yeah.
you.
That's major.
No, but seriously, if you, if women out there, if you feel like you deserve a Birkin bag, regardless if you're hurting bad, ask the nigga for a Birkin bag.
So you could be hurting bad. Oh,
if you meet
a listen,
if you're a regular girl,
bad.
If you're a regular girl, you date regular guys, but then some kind of way you meet a guy
why
that's
you want
rich.
A $5,000 or $10,000 bag if you ain't
Birkins
got no money to put in.
Right, you ain't got
bag.
No.
Whoa. Birkins
why you
ain't
want
5
a 30? Why you want 30?
High,
30
10 to 15,
10
to 15,
20. Why you want that bag? If
you ain't got nothing to put
in
it. All you got in it is some motherfucking cheap ass lip gloss, a motherfucking your makeup kit. Motherfucking, probably your fucking pair of panties.
An open bag of chips in there. They always got a bag of chips or some shit
right.
in their purse.
I didn't say,
got an open bag of chips
in
the sipping cup of that
in a $15,000 bag. How you going to
have
in a $15,000
bag? Listen, it's women out here that will ask for $10,000 so they can open up a business. Other women, that the
that's
first thing
saying.
They want from a man with money is... a fucking Chanel. Have you ever bought a Chanel?
All I'm saying is...
Have you ever bought a Chanel? That's more important.
Hold on,
have
most
you
ever
niggas
spent
bought
on a
yeah,
chick?
What's the most y'all ever spent?
That you invested in a chick.
Ooh.
Invested.
Like, no, I'm talking about like...
Blue.
No, because they say Tony's the closer. Did you close out a lot of tabs at Saks?
What's the most?
Listen,
what's the most?
Tony the closer.
Six figures, you know what I mean?
What? Oh, real nigga shit. Shout out to the closer. You my MCM next week, boy.
Damn.
Shit.
Fucking closer was closing out tabs all over.
Shut up, let the man talk. Shut up. What you say?
Six figures, though.
Right.
Six
figures. Admirable.
But it was a shorty I was the one. Everybody still trying to figure
so
out.
So you
she
spent
is.
Six
the
figures.
The one that fucked me.
She still got
and
blazed.
She still got blazed by the millie.
So that didn't work.
And that's why people didn't realize why I lost my motherfucking mind.
So
too.
You regret it?
Right. Yeah,
that's why
absolutely.
Tony
you do.
Hey, look, no,
I don't regret anything.
Yo, I would never do that again. But,
really?
Yeah, it would have to be something crazy. Like where I feel very secure before I would spend that type of bread.
So you don't feel good about it. You feel like it was a mistake.
Oh, it was.
You spent six figures,
and she went fucking.
I'm taking it back. He's not my MCM. I thought you were. I like the men that's okay with being generous and they don't
give a fuck. It was cool.
He this nigga spent six figures. The bitch still went to the other side of America.
What's the most you ever spent? What's the most you ever spent? I need to know. Y'all not going to spit that out.
They're
not going to tell it.
No, I'm just fucking with you, Tony.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Meek, man.
Nigga spent six figures on a bitch. She still go to the other side of America. What the fuck is going on?
What's the most you ever spent? The cousins. What's up?
Who the most I ever spent was shit.
Cause I was on your live seeing you all the bags and shit. I was
shit,
on the live.
You know, two got 20 plus in, so I done fucked up some beef bacon.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't even gonna fake it, but you know what I mean? Like, you know. I'm
you ain't fuck it up. You
no, I'm six,
you
I'm definitely six figures
up.
In.
You can't say you fucked it up.
How
no,
much, Wallo? He's
no,
six
no, no,
figures
no, no,
in.
No,
but your wifey though.
No. You know why I fucked it up?
Why?
Because this is a fucking argument me and Toot just had the other day, right? I'm like, I spent thousands of dollars on these sneaks. Where they at? She like. The brown Louis with the, yeah, where they at? I think they're upstairs. No, the fuck they not. They in the fucking trunk of the car. And they been there for months. Mm. So why the fuck am I spending money on some sneaks? You don't even know where the fuck they at. They in the fucking trunk of the fucking car.
So what?
What the fuck you mean, so what? See, that's the problem with y'all. Y'all know how to appreciate shit.
Appreciate
prime it. Example. She just bought me a Louis Vuitton bag for Father's Day.
Sitting right there, right? Oh, that's cute.
Right? Where, I know where my motherfucking bag at.
Congrats. She likes her sneakers and her trunks.
Women don't care.
What's the most you ever spent? Spit it out. What's the most you ever spent?
I'm just saying that this
He ain't gonna tell it. He ain't gonna tell it. Everybody told it. Tell your business.
I was with him. He bought a Dior bag.
How much you spent on April?
It was like I needed a name. I needed to say April
Let him tell it. What? How much?
No, the Dior bag, Jane. You know what was so crazy about the Dior bag? We was on Rodeo Drive. And what made me snap, me and Gillen, we walk up to the door locked. They lock, trying to lock the door, some shit. They see me like, no, no, no. I said, what? I snapped the fuck out because I usually be chilling. I said, what? I want that. That. What? Oh. They seen that thing that'll destroy a horse.
You definitely pulled out a Puerto Rican knot.
Listen, I said, what the fuck? We in L.A.
Puerto Rican knot?
He pulled out a Jose Que Pasa. You hear me? That nigga pulled out the Ole Que Pasa on them.
Now,
like,
now.
What, bitch? I'm trying to get that one. I don't know. You sound like me, player. Listen, you playing with the
Wallo turned it up on him.
Bitch, I'm spending like a credit, bitch.
Okay, talk to me, Wallo.
They try to disrespect my...
Yeah, I wouldn't. Listen, if I... Let me tell you something. And them dirty ass Vans.
No, I ain't have Vans.
Clothes.
Yeah, I did have some jeans on.
What's the most you ever spent? Spit it out.
They see that nigga dirty ass Vans and
something
the fucking small, Adidas
nothing,
with
nothing near
them. This nigga got on Vans with Adidas sweatpants.
Nothing near them.
So what's the number, bro?
What's the number, man?
Ain't no number. It's just, you know, she wanted it. It's a wrap. It ain't no way fans.
Talk heavy,
how much,
nigga.
How much you spent, nigga?
Invested? I don't know.
Now, how much you spent, nigga? How much of that t-shirt money you spent, nigga?
I don't know.
How much of that $1 million game have you spent, nigga?
You was just on the yacht the other day.
What? No, that was his birthday, though. She spent
the
that
most of it. I bought a nigga an Xbox.
Don't get it fucked up. She get the, I know she good.
Oh, I know
she get the bag.
Yeah, I know.
I can't wait to trick
off one
of
these young
niggas.
But I'm going to tell you,
she tell that nigga, shut up, nigga.
I'm going to say this, though.
I got the bill, you nut ass.
Now, let me give you young cats.
Shut up, nigga.
Let me give you young cats. I'm going to
take you on your first yacht, you nut ass nigga. Did people tell you that? I'll take you on your first yacht, you nut ass.
Fuck is mad. Which I was on the yacht when I was in Vision Quest.
I heard you.
Yeah.
No.
Fuck is you talking about?
Nigga, that wasn't a yacht.
That's a yacht.
Fucking yacht.
Anybody know Vision Quest?
That nigga was on a fucking panel boat. But I was on a yacht back in
Ocean Quest.
They definitely took y'all
panel
boat.
I've been to Miami Waters.
The fuck out of here, nigga. In the 90s. She talked heavy to you, nigga.
Vision Quest niggas live paddle boats. I've been on yachts, nigga. That's a lie.
Vision
Quest
niggas live
paddle boats. That's a fact.
Vision
Quest went to paddle boats. That's a fact. Vision Quest never went to a yacht. They would have took you wild niggas on no yacht.
Yeah, no fucking yacht.
I was in Vision Quest.
I heard him and his celly made a little prison boat up there.
I've been on the yacht, though.
I heard y'all both was in the cell taking baths in the prison boat.
There's nothing wrong with tricking. I encourage all of
listen,
the fellas
I'm gonna
on
say
the
this
trick.
To young, I'm going to give you young bucks the game. I'm going to give them the game.
Give it to them.
All you young bloods out there, listen, let me teach y'all, how to be a sugar daddy, right? I'll show you some real shit, right? It's cheap. See, a lot of these women... See, some women understand it. Like, a lot of women be battling against each other with the drip. All that design. It don't even be for the dude. They ain't trying to catch you. They trying to, you know, they battling with these girls they got beef with, a secret beef with.
True.
Or they trying to catch up with young bloods. So it don't even have nothing to do with us. Because one thing about us men, all she need is a pair of Fashion Nova tights on and we done.
Yeah.
Y'all, so to the bras that don't know, for the bras that's trying to catch up.
Not the bras.
I mean, for the chicks that's doing too much.
So what you say? You throw on some Fashion Nova and it's over, huh?
No. Give us some Fashion Nova, it's over. Let me explain something to you young cats. Fashion Nova from Air Force One, she bodied up. It's a wrap. Make it rain.
I'm telling you, that's all you need.
Listen, you tell a baby, you know what? I'm going to do something special for you today. Put that card down. Let her wild out of Fashion Nova.
Bitch spent about 400. Listen, bitch got a year's worth of clothes.
All body work. And it's for you, too. Because it's all... Go right to the joint. One of them joints. Finish Line. Foot Locker. When the Air Force Ones it. Give her 10 pairs. Let me just say something.
I love Air Force Ones, though.
You know he spent six figures, too, bro.
Let me just say something, though.
What?
How you just go buy a bitch 10 pairs of Air Force Ones?
I would like 10 pairs of Air Force Ones.
Small feet.
I love Air Force Ones. I like
a bitch. You go to a bitch crib. You go in the closet. All the bitch got is Air Force Ones. Bitch, who is you, G Herbo?
I had three pair of Air Force Ones right now.
This bitch, she Herbo.
She Herbo.
The bitch, she Herbo.
Her name Kiki, she Herbo.
What the fuck is wrong?
White on white Air Force Ones are vital to a woman's closet in the summer. Are we serious?
Let me just tell you something. But you had some high top black ones on, and that's a motherfucker.
You was a
bubblegum show.
You was out of pocket.
You had some fucking
high top black.
They had the bubblegum show.
Your first sneak when you came home was a black on black. Those are for people that work at McDonald's and kitchens. I would never wear black.
I ain't had no black on black.
And shout out to all you fathers. The baby moms, we not low. Y'all niggas love to buy black on black sneak because you want that bitch to last for 6 months. Buy your child a white pair of sneak, you broke bastard.
Listen, I'm going to just say this.
Black on black high top.
We hate when they bring black sneak. We hate when that happens. Y'all always drop off all black sneak for your daughter.
You can't do what the Rasheed Wallace is on.
Wallo, you's a damn lie.
He was grabbing the board. She had a strap hanging. Like, no, that's the player shit. And she had a bust open.
You gotta be a certain type of psycho to wear black on black. Open. That's a straight damn up. You niggas know it's a joke.
I'm just saying,
though. We playing.
Shout out to the scumbags.
But listen,
you are what you wear.
We playing. You ain't had no high top Air Force One, but you did have some Tims with no leather at the top.
You did have some butt niggas on, and you had them bust
the
open.
Butt naked?
Yeah, shout out to all the looters that had to get the butt niggas. Y'all was getting anything. Half of that shit was bullshit.
They still got them?
What? These niggas had the worst shit for sale. Y'all did a shitty job, Lucas. Stop being me. I don't want no butt niggas. Butt naked, the fat felines that look like Motion 800. Don't nobody wear that shit.
Oh, time out. Butt naked is a hustler's class. Where they got them at?
I will not allow you or
just,
help you.
I just
you.
Want some for the cause. I just want to get a pair for the cause. It ain't nothing.
You come here
you might as well get a state boot. You want a state boot?
On the strip for yesterday. I just want to get a pair on the strip.
You want an upstate boot. Hey, let me ask y'all a question.
Is attention the new money?
What?
Facts.
What?
Because I'm going to keep it all the way around. I got the craziest motherfucking text message ever, man. My motherfucking aunt 64, man.
No, she didn't.
My aunt sent me a motherfucking picture, man. Told me, man, post me up, man. Throw your aunt up.
What the fuck?
No, she didn't. What was the picture? What was she doing in the picture? Not the duck lip.
No, it was like half duck lip. She took, post your auntie up.
For what? Auntie. What's she selling?
What the fuck? Right. I mean, what you want a young nigga come through and blaze you? Like, I don't understand what you trying to do.
You're
trying
to catch on.
Like, but it's like, I got to the realization that attention is bigger than money. I don't give a fuck how old you is. I don't give a fuck how everybody is
chasing. Give me a shout out. Throw me
that
up.
Light.
For what? Hey. What you selling? Social media is to be social, but it's also like, if you know somebody got a business page and they operating off of there on the business tip, what are you trying to get thrown up for? What is you selling? Like, my whole thing, why you want props with no paper? Like, you want props with no plan. Like, what is your plan to get thrown on?
You want to post with no purpose.
So what is your whole purpose? Like, shout me out. Why am I shouting you out? What do you do? Like, what is going on? Like, what did you? Oh, you just want to be people to say, oh yeah, I was. What do that matter? Like, what type of time we living in?
Attention. Period. Everybody just want attention.
It doesn't matter
what type of attention. You just want to be seen.
Negative or positive. I did Father's Day event. I had people lined up to shoot their shot to get $1 million worth of game. Number one, I can't. That's him. Number two.
She barely the fuck on here.
Listen,
y'all
one foot in, one
foot
out. But when people, the thing that stuck out to me the most.
They shot at you.
The thing that stuck out the most was these people were serious and they like real intense talking to me, but nobody had anything to say. So what I kept having to say to people was, when I say to Gil and Wallo, yo, this person wants to come on a podcast, what am I saying that you do? What are you going to
no,
what do we benefit
here.
Off of you being
so they
here?
Keep around the way.
But that's because you want them to put the effort in.
I done had niggas say shit like, yeah, I gotta get on that podcast, man. You know, you gotta have a real street nigga like me on there.
For what?
That's exactly what they say.
For what?
That's exactly
everybody
what they
real
say.
Street. For what? What is you
right.
like, what is you selling? What is,
I know a million street niggas.
Like what is your business? Like what is you going to advertise? You just going there to talk about street. We already know about street
you
shit.
You have to sell.
I done had motherfuckers call me, yeah, I'm putting a book out. I need to come on your podcast and promote my book.
No, this ain't that type of
We don't
of party.
Give a fuck about your book.
Right.
I'm sorry, but we don't give a fuck about
like
your book.
At all. We don't want to read it or
fuck
see it or talk
about
it.
Matter of fact, bitch, I got a book coming the fuck out. Okay. Wallow got a fucking book that's Wallow already
book just
out.
Just dropped, copy.
We ain't even mentioned this nigga's book.
You can ship it to the jail.
Already. He on the show. We ain't even mentioned this nigga's book.
Yeah, hey, go get Wallow's book. I got 25 of them. What we got? Books. What, I got 100 of them joints, Wallow?
Yes, yes, you did. Shout out to Tony Close. He got 100 copies. And he's going to be giving them away to fans.
No, no, no. Let me tell you something. That was some legendary shit. This nigga, he bought 100 copies, man. You know what I mean?
100 copies of what?
You know what? Fuck that. Wallow joined the Rona Proof. Yeah. He don't even, he joined the Rona Proof today. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
joined
Rona Proof today, hey, nigga. Wallow.
Fuck is wrong with you? Look at Wallow. He like, how much is that shit again? 26.
No. Yeah, hey, 100 books. So I want to make sure I show love to your people, man. So somebody that can't afford it, you know what I mean?
Tony,
I'm just going to buy the books. I'm going
to
buy the books.
He's going to have
just,
them.
Nah, you just keep them. You just give them away. That's, you get them 100 books.
Can we ship
so
those to the jail, guys?
Nah, oh, just, well, let me tell you something. Tony just hit bam. He just told the truth.
Can we ship them to the jail?
Tony just told the truth.
What?
He don't give a fuck about your book. He said, you give that shit to somebody else. He didn't even say, send them. Send me one. And then he said, no, I'll keep all the motherfuckers.
He don't give a fuck about my book.
Nah. He said, I'm going to fuck about the mind of Wallow.
It's about the support,
right? Mute his mic. You got to take it off.
Send him to the jail.
This nigga's the worst.
He said, I don't give a fuck about the mind of Wallow. But I give a fuck about the grind of Wallow. I support.
And the shine of Wallow.
Or the shine of Wallow.
Like that, baby.
Talk that's what's
so
up, though.
So you got 100 free books to just give
out, I got
100
free books
let's
to give away.
Let's send to the prison. Let's send some to the prison.
So attention is the new money.
I'm going to get some nonprofits and all that.
Okay, right. That's what's
attention
up.
Attention is the new money.
No, but I heard you, you know, I pre-read some of your shit. It's hot, though. I ain't going to lie, though. You doing your thing in that motherfucker.
Oh, that was cute.
Yeah, give me a hug.
Fuck you mean,
yeah, hug him. Give him a hug.
You don't do give
him a hug.
It's
cool to hug your family.
You don't do nothing. Let me tell you something, State.
It's cool to hug your family.
You better stop.
Give him a hug. Go ahead, give him a hug.
He said I had a flashback. What the fuck?
Give him a hug then.
I didn't mean to do that, cuz.
Hey, dog.
I didn't mean to touch you like that. I really didn't. That's something just got to
me.
Something took
my bad. I was just playing around.
Yo.
She wanted to see you taking advantage of.
I know.
That was this sweet. You said you was proud of your little cousin. That was sweet. Give him a fucking hug.
Stop. Hey, dog. Stop.
Fucking hug. All right, man, now come on now.
Fucking rubbing my feet.
Stop now.
Rubbing your head just like.
That's how you used
like
to
this.
Do Ricky Minaj. I know. He used to be like, Ricky, just calm down.
I never seen that shit.
Ricky. Just have some direction. If you know what you want to do, have some direction, some type of purpose to it. Stop asking for favors. Put some work in. People see that, and then they help you faster when they see you working
on it. Yeah, you just doing it.
Yeah.
So attention is definitely the new money.
Fuck
for
yeah.
Sure. 100%.
Attention is worth more 100%. Than money to people out here. That's all they want. They don't want no money. They just want to be on the gram. They don't want no money.
People will go that far for attention.
You got bills to pay and all that.
You got to understand how to leverage attention, though. I think that's the biggest mistake.
You got to know how to monetize attention.
Yeah. You got to do both. I mean, like, obviously, when I came on here, man, everybody and their mama know what Rona Proof is now. I'm in the bank this morning. Yo, you want $1 million worth of game? Me, fuck your bitch. I'm like, God damn, I'm in the bank. But the reality of like
other side of America
business, you ain't shit either. All right.
Say that to this man.
Well,
yo,
so many people understand if you
took ass on the other side of America.
Hey, it's all good. But that other side of America got so much visibility now. So if you know how to use the attention properly, yo,
so you telling me if you could do it again? If he could pop your bra to get the attention,
no,
my child,
no,
would you do that again?
Nah, that's a one-time go, bro.
I'm just saying if you had to take it back.
Nah, because I already tightened my shit up. So if I had to, the perfect situation happened. I took my L and kept it moving. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just the reality of the attention that it brought, you know what I mean? The whole business went crazy. Rona Proof is popping.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we got thousands of people coming in.
Right. And I want to say this, too, though. You know, shout out to Rona Proof because... You know, a lot of motherfuckers be DMing me and shit and saying, yo, Gilly, that's what's up, man. Tony showing us really how to get some money. I got some shit lined up. I appreciate y'all. Yo, so that's the reason why, you know, we'd be like, no, Tone, come down. You feel what I'm saying? Because you really giving motherfuckers game on the real estate aspect of this shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I done seen it with my own eyes, and I done witnessed motherfuckers from the first episode to now. Niggas is really, like, talking about they about to close deals and shit.
Bro, no, we got people from the podcast already that got paid. So from the first podcast where everybody made that, oh, Meek fucked your bitch. Yo, niggas came, took my training. And then got cashed out already. It's two dudes who got like 8,000+ already.
Right.
From watching the podcast a couple weeks ago. So yeah, y'all had the joke, but not the joke was the fact that now people know how they can get paid right now where everybody's struggling to make money. So like y'all come on and pull up. Rona Proof.
Absolutely. All right, so let me ask y'all a question, man. What's the top five slow songs of all time to get some yabba dabbas too? Now this for some older motherfuckers, because the young niggas now they'll fuck you off Lil Durk.
Fuck off Lil Durk and Lil Baby.
They're big.
Yeah, we pay. Yeah, we pay.
But see, back in the day. You know, you used to have to blaze a bitch to a slow song. You had to blaze the shit out of her to a, you know.
No, but I ain't going to front. I whack some ass. How do you want it? How do you feel? Growing up, I had the bandana on my head.
That's weird.
I was in
and
my
just
bag.
For the record, he was in prison when that song came out.
No, I wasn't. You lying. That came out in 95. I was home.
How do you feel?
I was home.
Growing up as a nigga in a trap game, living in a...
Hey, yo. Hey,
I love the way you grab and take your lips and poke your ass out.
Yo, you like.
He was talking to a nigga named Kevin the Stallion. I love the way you
grab and poke your ass out.
That was no name back then.
Yes, you was. No, first of all, all the names was before name. Just because she came out with Megan Thee Stallion, it was a nigga named Kevin the Stallion.
No, it wasn't.
And you was locked the fuck up with him.
No, I wasn't.
And he used to dunk on niggas and used to up in the yard, and then he used to dunk on him.
No, fuck, I didn't.
A little wee activate your hips and poke your ass out. He's like,
that song did not come out.
You was in jail. And I'm glad you exposed yourself.
We was the fuck out.
I was out.
We both was out.
No, what the fuck you mean? I never went in for only for 10 days. You talking about we both was out. That's how you say you're lying.
I was home for that, bro. I was home, y'all. Don't let him lie.
That's crazy, man.
I was home for that
shit. That's crazy, man.
I was really home for that shit, man.
You just really exposed yourself, huh?
I did, man.
Nigga lost his virginity in prison.
You got classic songs, man. Like you got Secret Garden. You got Let's Chill.
Hold on. I think just me and you.
Just
Baby. Don't worry about Tony. Don't worry about Johnny. Don't worry about a damn thing. Just me and you. I don't know the song. Don't know the lyrics. So I just put the lyrics. Some shit.
Hey, you got to put that Jodeci in there.
Always. Yeah.
What,
freaking you?
Silk, it's a meeting in my bedroom.
Absolutely.
There's a meeting in my bedroom.
That was anything Janet. Shorty. Anita Baker. Anything.
Anytime, any place.
So, girl, don't be late.
What about? If only for one night. Yeah.
That's for our parents.
Gil tell his age. You fuck your hand up.
Fuck that. Hey, listen, I don't get fucked.
12 play, though, for sure. 12 play.
R. Kelly, come
on, Mike.
R. Kelly not canceled over here.
I didn't say he was canceled.
R. Kelly.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I like R. Kelly. And I like the song about the signs.
Gil was in R. Kelly's house. Was he playing his music when you was in there with him?
He was playing a lot of music.
Well, I'm saying, was he playing his music when he was in there with you?
We was recording. I actually did a song with R. Kelly.
Did you?
Yes.
Did he play 12 play when you was in there in the studio?
R. Kelly's very talented.
No, I'm just saying you fell asleep in the studio. I'm just asking, did he?
He likes pussy. When young you woke pussy,
up,
not
no, no,
boys.
No. When you woke up, what was he? Was 12 play playing when you woke up? I'm gonna just say this.
Was there any young girls in the fucking house?
I'm gonna put
house,
this out there. The I'm not saying nobody done that, but Gilly got slipped the roofie in R. Kelly house. I don't know who done it.
Did they call you for an interview for the documentary, Gilly? Did you see any young girls?
First of all, let me just tell you something.
You did. You got slipped the roof.
Let me just tell you something.
I'm not saying nobody done it.
12 Play was his favorite song in prison.
No, did you see any young girls? That was out one. That
was you come to myself for fun, too. Commissary got honey buns.
You fucking lying on me, man. That was out way before I went to jail, man.
That nigga was three. Tonight I'm gonna show you how to read. Yeah. Four. Lie down on our floor. Five.
You lying on me, man. Don't do
it. Make sure the guards don't look inside. Six.
You lied. Don't come on, man. That was out before the jail.
R. Kelly done got a lot of babies born. Bro.
Seven. Laying on the lawn with Sean. Eight. Feel this thing. It's so warm. Nine.
Yo, you fuck that up. Don't do that, man.
I squeeze it from behind. Yeah. I'm just fucking.
Yo, don't. Come on, man.
Ten.
You got people thinking I was getting busy in jail, man. Don't do that.
You
was
nine.
Part of the busy boys.
Fuck out of here.
You was part of the BBs.
What?
The busy boys.
I never heard of them. Don't do that shit, man. I never heard of them, man. I never heard of them, man.
Hey, listen. So, top five Snoop songs of all time. You definitely got to put.
It's hard. It's hard. That's your hard. You can't get five, man.
Janet Jackson, anytime, any place. Top five.
That's for the eccentric bitches.
Let's chill.
No, not no less Toto, chill.
Tony, big ass. Anytime.
Fire and Desire, Rick James, Tina Marie.
Any no. Place, nobody gets fucked
up. I want you around.
Tony the Tackler.
Tony the Tackler.
He'd been his name in jail. Tony the Tackler. He'd have been tackling. What you say? He'd have been his joke. Hey, yo, ain't nobody playing football. You in the cell. What you doing, man? Like, why you just tackling
no,
me?
No, nigga, I wasn't in there.
Tony
no.
The tackler.
That was you. But
he had to do
that
little bit. Oh, that's Tony the clad tackler. He tackling. Son, yo, what's going on, son? Why you tackling? I'm taking this shit. Oh, no. You know I got that. What's the joint the football players get?
They I cannot hit? Think of this song.
CT? You know I got CT. Don't worry about it. But I'm necking. You tackle me with the toy. He can come through the sheet. Like, y'all
was
going
on.
Get that shit over there.
Hey, look, he can't help you.
Want to
touch on
niggas. Always want to wrestle. Yeah, man. Nigga always want to wrestle. Shout out to the niggas that always want to wrestle.
Y'all be.
Niggas always want to get physical.
And I want to say something. Hold on. I want to say something to the.
Don't bump into this pony.
I want to say something to the young boys out there, right? I'm going to say something to y'all.
Damn.
I want to holler at one of my homeboys that's in the penitentiary. I stopped past his crib to holler at his folks. And his little sister was there like, I got to holler at you. I said, what's up? She 21. She said, back in the day, was y'all just like all in love with y'all homies? I said, oh, what the fuck is you talking about? No, that ain't my type of thing.
Yeah.
That ain't, I said, she telling me something. Why is these dudes out here just in love with their homies? They just got to be up under their homies. They homies, my bro. I said, I noticed that. But getting it from a young lady perspective, I'm like, damn, that's how y'all. She said, like, what's up? Is niggas gay? Like, what's
they
going on?
They show more love to men, like, than women.
They fascinated with being around the bros.
Yeah, and they mean the girls.
I'm like, what the? I didn't know she gave me the game. I'm like, what you mean? She's like, listen, all they want to do is be around their bros. My bro. I'm sitting, and she's a nice looking young lady. I'm like, oh, well, it might be a Spice Brother.
No, it's common. And then even with, like, what they post, like, they'll post them and their male friends with hearts and stuff like that. And then every post about a girl will be negative. These bitches.
Where did that come from? Where did that come from?
I think it come from.
Fuck you mean
from,
they post their homies up
with hearts?
Listen, first of all, we know some rappers that came out that would call each other love, beloved, you know, like lover and stuff like that.
No, forget the rapper. We talking about
the regular. But that's what it trickles down when the popular people do it, like rappers, people that look, people look up to, then regular niggas start doing it. But yeah, like people put, they'll put a picture up of them and all they niggas and they'll hard-eyed it and say, I love you and stuff like that.
Hard eyes.
No. Seriously, I see it all the time and they the same guys
I'm
that.
I'm not posting no picture with you. Neither one of you would know.
You know what else they say on the sexual side? They'll say, I don't even want to fuck. I just want hit. I don't even want to. Like, I don't know. It looks very strange. And for us girls, we look at y'all like y'all gay.
Let me
tell it looks
you,
gay.
Let me just say something. As a youngin', I always had a group of niggas that I always hung with. But I was different. I always had a set of buns I was going to go get with as well. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Because.
You but know, hold on. I just want to say something. When we used to go rob people, I would tell you I love you, cuz. Like, I would be like, damn, cuz, I love you.
Nigga Wallow, very physical. I'm not touching. I'm not saying it like that. It's hot outside.
You just got to, like, come on, man. I'm just saying.
You know black people get tense.
No, only reason I'm just trying to see what happened to you when you was in the joint. That's why you reacted like that.
Stop touching him because y'all going
to
fight.
That little time you did down the county.
I'm not
keep your hands to yourself.
Touching me, man. Like,
keep your hands to yourself.
I'm your cousin.
Yeah, but it's like you trying to, like, don't rub my shoulders.
What you think? I'm trying to test you.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, with your reaction side. Saying something happened to you when you was down the county.
No, it don't. It just say that
somebody did something.
You putting your hands
somebody
on
somebody did something to you, cuz. No,
man,
no.
Dog.
Or when you was hugged up with
Wallow's
R. Kelly, did you say anything
guy.
To R. Kelly right, when listen, he was in his man, house? You had a situation where he was hugged up and you, somebody slipped your roof and you went to sleep and you woke up 12
hey, let's get
playing.
To our next sponsor.
Come on, I'm
let's
just saying.
Get to our next sponsor. Next sponsor.
Our next sponsor is ShipStation. Now, one thing about ShipStation, no matter which type of platform you're on, what you're doing, ShipStation is convenient to do a thing and get you where you need to go. I'm talking about all your packaging. I'm talking about the simple. It bring everything into one interface. I'm talking about it don't matter if you're on Amazon, wherever you at, man. I'm talking about ShipStation will really is affordable. I'm talking about easy way to manage your shipping order, just a few clicks, and you'll be able to manage your orders. I'm printing out labels and getting your product to happy customers. Uh-huh. ShipStation is everything. You know, my motive, I'm talking about like, yo, I'm talking about the whole thing is like this. At the end of the day, April use ShipStation. I use it. Ship the, you know, so it's like, is this going to be the, like, is this everything?
It's easy.
It's real. It's real simple. I'm talking about no matter if you're using Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation, bring all your orders in a simple interface, making them really easy to manage from any device. I'm talking about any device, even your cell phone. So that's what's so good about this, man. But at the end of the day, what you need to do with ShipStation, you need to hit up ShipStation.com, right? Go to ShipStation.com. Use the code GAME, right? Use code GAME. Free for 60 days when you use the code GAME. Make sure your business is ready to meet the demand of delivery culture. So listen, get on ShipStation, man. Check them out, man. Use the code GAME. They're going to take care of you, man. And it's just like that.
All right.
Well, all right.
All right.
I feel like I need something like that. Well,
man,
all right.
The NBA coming back. What y'all think about that? You don't really care. You're not a sports.
See, no,
I'm
you're
super
a sports
excited.
Guy. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a real sports, a spicy. This is a spicy sports question.
What?
Listen, no, I'm just saying. Like you know, you fascinated with sports. You fascinated with LeBron and all them dudes. If LeBron, listen, if LeBron had Corona, would you let him post you up?
What the fuck?
No, I'm just saying. Like
fuck. No, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, because you fascinated with this. You fascinated with sports players. Like you fascinated with this shit.
What is he trying
you
to
argue
say?
With, no. He argued with men about men.
He's a sports fanatic.
I'm a sports fan.
No,
he
but
cried
no, you
when
too
he
too much
was
of a
won.
Sports fan. You too much. You're a spicy sports fan. Like
what?
This shit is like more personal. You got a you got a little bit over a platonic relationship with these athletes. Like your whole approach and your whole look at them is just be like, God damn.
He did.
Like I'm talking about his joint right. is real spicy.
Let me just say this, right? The NBA is back. If what's your favorite team?
Sixers.
I'm Lakers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whoever win the chip the year before.
What the fuck?
Lakers, I don't even mess with winners.
He's a dick holster. Oh, yeah.
I only mess with
what's
winners.
Your favorite team?
So, the Sixers, of
okay.
course.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Duh.
If,
he's a Sixers cheerleader.
If Waterboy. Okay, Sixers, Lakers. Say if the Sixers and the Lakers went to the finals, right?
That's a dub.
If.
You talking about that's a dub.
If you had the power to sprinkle COVID on LeBron and AD.
Nobody dying, right?
Wow.
Nobody's dying or nothing. Just for 14 days, they got to be out for 14 days.
Wow.
Right? They symptomatic A, though. Ain't nothing going to happen to them. They just got to sit out. Is you sprinkling COVID on LeBron
of
and
course
AD?
Of course I'm
you,
giving LeBron.
Because that don't count, though.
I might got to sprinkle the white,
that don't count,
too.
Though.
Shut them both down.
That
you
don't
gotta
count.
Seal the deal. The nigga
but
might still try to
lose,
play.
Bro.
So let me ask you a question.
Still wouldn't win.
So let me ask you
I get the white
so
too.
So let me ask you a question. So you'd do anything to get the Sixers a chip?
You fucking right.
That's what he'd do. He's vicious
fucking
like
right.
that.
I was sprinkling
any Lakers
his wife
players
too
see
to
him,
seal it up.
Don't fuck with him.
So just in case he was asymptomatic and he could still play, his wife would be so sick that he wouldn't play to take care of his wife. I feel like LeBron's like that. He would stay home for his wife, so I would sprinkle his wife too.
But listen,
damn. They're not going to die. They're just sick, so we could get this shit together.
Let me just say
can
this, though.
You imagine
let me
a fuck up
though.
A raid? Philly, we go off.
It's not going to be like that, though. You know why? There's going to be arguments forever. LeBron was a plan. That shit don't count.
I don't give a fuck. They say what they want, bro. We got it.
You just
going to
take a corny one win like that?
We'll take it.
That's the bullshit.
We'll take it. This is Philadelphia. We deserve it.
He was a bum.
We deserve it.
So you can sprinkle the COVID on Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
Nah, we gonna whoop y'all ass anyway. We don't need
no
to sprinkle.
Y'all not. No, the fuck
we don't need
no
to sprinkle.
Now, first of all, let me just tell you something.
No
don't,
sprinkle.
Don't ever play with Mudafuka. You know who Mudafuka is? Joel Embiid Mudafuka. The best big man in the NBA Mudafuka.
AD.
All right, cool.
AD, bro.
AD cool, too. That's my guy. So we ain't going to
beef
about that.
Yeah, we
ain't
going
to
beef about
that. We not going to beef about that. But how you feel about the NBA coming back? Y'all loving it?
Yeah.
It's good to see sports back, man. It's just like right now ain't nothing else going on.
Right, because I'm going to keep it all the way real. The months that no fucking sports was on.
He was losing his mind.
What did you
do? He was getting hot flashes.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. That was like some of the... That shit was like some of the worst moments ever. Like,
look at him.
That shit was like... Because there's no sports on. So now... You interacting with your woman more. Everything is shit get intense, man. It's just too many.
It was a rough time.
It was too many. It's too many hours on hours of nothing going on, and just you and your lady right there. And it's like y'all turn that shit into like two pit bulls and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Because. You just, especially when you've been together for as many years as us, because it's like the more years you be together, the more y'all get closer, but y'all really get further away. Like y'all love each other more, but y'all hate
y'all
each other.
Y'all know each
more.
Other bullshit,
right? So it be like, you know, I know Toot don't woke up sometimes and look over like, see me go, shit, he's still fucking breathing. You know what I'm saying? So
no.
Yeah, she did. Trust me. So But Rona shit, man, and no sports and That shit was rough.
Man. What do y'all think about everybody rushing back out? Because rates are going back up. Philly versus Atlanta just looked real corona.
Yeah, what y'all thought about the Philly versus Atlanta shit? Yeah.
I was watching from the internet.
It looks
really
so
know.
Fun. Everybody looks so cute, but bro, I
everybody
don't know
everybody looks
how.
So sick today too.
I yo, like I don't know corona. How that was like.
They
how
said,
was that
they
cool?
They said they put it on there just yesterday. That four a person said, what was the club? Opium.
Yeah, two people.
That was four down. People. They said the girl said four people that I know that was at Club Opium got the coronavirus. So please, if you was at Opium Club Opium,
go get tested. Everybody was at Club Opium.
Crazy. Right. I was in Club Opium before. It was turned up in there. Fresh out the joint.
Okay.
I was
that's
down
pretty
there.
Cool.
Yeah. Did you enjoy
to
yourself?
Get you back into society.
Yeah, I was happy as shit in there. I
Shawshank Redemption.
Saying.
Let's get in $1 million worth of game. So this guy hits me up, right? He says, Gilly, my girl told me she needs some space. But I feel like if I give her space, a new nigga may get her. Man, what am I going to do? I'm going crazy. Let me tell you something. If your woman already asking for space, that's already because the dick's moved in her place.
Yeah.
You hear me? She already getting Arm & Hammer, player. It ain't no secret to this. Let me tell you something. One thing about a woman, okay, she asked you for space. You ain't even said you did nothing wrong. Why the fuck would you, anything cool, and then one day she just like, I think I need some space.
You always call him my new nigga.
No,
new nigga.
She needs some space because she done met a nigga.
Yes.
She think better. The grass is green on the other side of the fence. You probably ain't got the big goofy ass sneaks young boy got.
He
young boy probably got the big goofy ass sneaks and all that. You probably ain't got all that. She think the grass green. He probably got him a little whip.
No, she shows. He shows her more attention than you.
No,
she,
it ain't got
he
nothing.
Let me
just, no. Let me just tell you something. Meek ain't show Tony bitch no attention.
Oh, my God.
None.
That's just the reality of it.
Shut up.
It ain't
up.
Got nothing to do with attention. Y'all like what y'all like, even if it's the wrong motherfucker to like. Y'all could know a nigga a dog, and y'all want to try to turn a nigga to a cat.
But you
know what? He been burying his bone in bitches' backyards for decades.
No, but you know what I realized, though?
Nigga, it's fucking
no,
crazy.
Some real shit. And just do the math out there, especially to the young people out there, young cats, young girls. Do the math out there. Even any of you grown motherfuckers. It seemed like in life, especially where we come from, the inner cities of America, motherfuckers love who don't love them in hopes that one day they'll love them.
Talk heavy, nigga.
That's some shit right
there. On some real shit. It's like, motherfuckers is infatuated with getting shitted on first.
Yo.
Like, going for the chase instead of getting with somebody that really fuck with them. You know what I mean? Instead of saying, you know what, let me find a motherfucker that really love me and I grow to love them. No, people love to go through the bullshit. They love what they think is what's going on with everybody else.
Right.
And a lot of times you might see a young cat or you might see a young girl, whatever, in a relationship. And they're just reliving what they seen take place with their mama.
Right.
Or their aunt or whoever raised them in the house. A young girl, like, they love going through the dumb shit. And some of you young cats, I didn't have you as young cats in my DM. Damn, man, I'm really feeling it, but it seemed like shit.
So
you got a lot of women out here that, hold up, you got a lot of women out here that be fighting love.
Mm.
Like, you got a lot of love fighters out here. And a lot of dudes, too, because they never experience and it don't feel right to them. So a lot of times you have, and then you have motherfuckers, they just love dumb shit.
Yeah.
Because they seen their sister go through dumb shit. They seen their mom go through dumb shit. They seen their girlfriend go through dumb shit. So, Playboy, if you ain't bringing them no dumb shit, they don't like that shit.
Right.
The drama, to have them stressed out, not answering your texts and them going through it. They want to pull up on all that goofy shit. You got people that they fascinated with goofy relationships.
Right. Yeah.
So you got to get a goofy relationship radar. I'm coming out. They coming out next week. The Wallow and Gilly goofy radars called the 1995, where you just go past goofy, and you get away from them.
Right. And hold
on.
And to all the women out there, stop passing down whorage.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just saying, because you only fuck the women here.
No, you be making shit up, porridge.
Right.
Stop
passing
down
porridge.
I want to ask you something. When you tell them guys that, would you tell them to try to teach her love, or would you say just stay away from her?
No. I'm going to say this. Some people, their alarm clock come on differently, and they got to go through life experience to get to that destination.
Yeah.
So sometimes, if you got time, so be it. If you don't, so be it. But and I'm going to say something to the young boys too, mm-hmm. and everybody out there, and the grown ass men. It's okay to love a woman. It's okay to, you know, love out loud. It's cool. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it. You ain't going to die.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody fuck what everybody got to say about you. It's cool. Right. Don't
talk
be
heavy.
No, I'm just saying because everybody's so caught up in this tough shit, yeah. and it's trying to front for the gram and this that, and third. Yeah. If you love her, tell her that. Because one thing about women, they love when you love them out loud. Mm. They love that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The sex is different. Anything different? Your food be hotter. Yes, all types of shit go down.
Tell them why.
Hey, I mean, something that you said though, low. Like we can't be out here trying to fix these chicks either.
Right,
and they can't be out here trying to fix us
because even me, I was guilty. I was trying to fix what I knew was a hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know it was a hoe, or did you find out?
Shit happened. You know what I mean?
You know you wasn't a stepping stone?
But listen,
you won the four S's?
It's cool.
Super stepping stone.
Here's the whole thing. I know it's a lot of people that get in a relationship and they try to make that shit be what they wanted it to be. They ain't trying to come into it like and have somebody that organically fits like their life.
Nobody organically fit though.
That's incorrect.
I'm Carol, he a nut ass nigga. That's my cousin though. It's just what it is.
People that have organic, they vibe. It's a natural vibe. Then there's some people like you just know like it's always like a. It's a fight. It's an argument. It's a push.
It's women out here. If you don't hit them, they don't feel love.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's women. People, I know
like,
women. I know women personally that if you don't bust on her head, she don't feel like you love her. To the point that girls even post it. Like it'll be a meme or it's a joke, but that shit, it's a lot of truth in jokes.
But you know where that come from? That come from the
watching
upbringing.
Their mom getting their ass booked.
So when you deal with somebody, sick. Just like if somebody deal with us. You're not dealing with that person. You're dealing with their upbringing and the trauma that they've been through. Yep. So you got to say to yourself, is it worth it?
Right.
Is it worth sacrificing and being here? Right. Or should I go?
Prime example to all the parents out there, stop passing down whorage. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Saying stop exposing the children. Stop letting them see you be a hoe. Right.
Right. If you're going to be a whore, then at least be a whore in private. Right.
Oh, but
you want to? No, hold on, nigga. You just talked for 10 minutes.
So
hold
what,
on, nigga.
Oh,
you want to keep letting? You want to keep letting? Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Cool it now. You better slow it down. Hey, fucking 5 minutes. Motherfucking different nigga running in the house. Mm-hmm. Hi, Mr. Ricky. Hi, Mr. Bobby. Hi, Mr. Johnny. Hi, Mr. Ralph. She done seen the whole new edition coming in fucking blazing.
And same thing.
You feel what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, if you going to be a whore, put some protection on your fucking kids. Right. So your daughters don't grow up and feel like, my mom had Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, but I just got B2K coming through. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you done passed down whorage to your fucking kids.
Why you ain't saying
Drew Hill? Who?
Drew Hill. Why you saying
B2K? I'm just saying because I couldn't think of a new group.
Because they was like younger. I don't know.
Okay. So at the end of the day, what I'm saying is it just keeps recycling itself. To all you niggas out there, stop passing down the hustle to your fucking kids.
Mm. Yep. Yes, sir. Let's talk
you
about
niggas,
it.
Man, you niggas want to be hustlers. You niggas want to be busting traps with your kids
yeah.
in the car. He 12. You think he don't know what's going on. He don't know what's going on.
Right.
He see you looking through the window. He see you get out the car. You pass a nigga something. Nigga pass you something. You count the money right there.
All that goofy
shit. You think he don't know. Like he knew what was going on by the time he was 8. He got one of these, nigga. He done seen it all. He know about the Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah.
He know about titties. He know about getting his dick sucked. He know about how his face supposed to look when he getting his dick sucked. Mm-hmm. Everything. He done seen niggas get the... He want to experience. You done gave him the whole fucking hustle. You talk in front of him. Yeah, nigga, I'm going to blow the nigga fucking brains out when I see him in the back like this. Oh, okay, it's cool to blow niggas' brains out?
Yep.
Oh, okay, cool. So, to all you raggedy-ass dads out there, prime example, I got shot, right? My motherfucking kids didn't know that I got shot until he probably was 18. My son's 20 now.
You tell them why.
Because I told them daddy slipped and fell when a nail went through my arm.
Yeah.
Because what the fuck do I look like telling my 10-year-old son, yeah, daddy got shot.
No, I thought that was for what's name? I thought that was for marketing.
That's some real
your music.
Shit.
I thought that was a marketing scheme. Telling everybody you got shot. I ain't never knew that was real.
Yeah, you nut ass nigga. They said you got shot too.
No,
if
no,
daddy
that
gets shot, you got less fear of you getting shot. It becomes more normal to you the thought of somebody getting shot in the street because your father did. Even like when your parents go to jail, that's why statistically your parents do jail time, you do jail time because it becomes normalized.
Yeah, me,
to you.
That's how I was.
When it's far away from you,
and I wind up being
that was smart as fuck to not tell them that. When it's far away from you, it's different. When your daddy gets shot, you get shot. It's almost like, well, you know, I got shot.
But I want to say something to the homies around the country right now.
That's crazy.
This is one of them wallow moments, right? I'm talking about Philly. I'm talking about Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Houston, mm-hmm. New Orleans, mm-hmm. Atlanta, New York, mm-hmm. Boston, Pittsburgh. I'm talking about VA,
mm-hmm.
Indiana, mm-hmm. Detroit.
My nigga, this is a contest. No, could you name all cities?
No, I wanted to. But I want to say something to all you street niggas out there. I know you don't know me, man. But if you fuck with me, you fuck with me. And I need you to pass the message on.
Mm.
If you out here and you operating in the street game, I need you to do me one favor. And the favor I'm asking you to do for me, you're doing it for your family. You know you doing anything in the street game? Put some protection on your kids and the women in your family. Stop riding around. If you done put some work in or you done did some slimy shit or some street shit that you know motherfuckers going to get activated on and they're going to be looking for you, keep them out of the fucking car.
Because
ain't nobody, I'm going to just be straight up. Ain't too many niggas just getting their car shot off for general purposes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You already knew you operating on some dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
So keep the babies out the car. Keep the women out the car. Yeah. Make sure you on some real shit. If you know you out there, you like that, you can't even be going to your mama house.
You can't.
Because mm-hmm. the motherfuckers, you operating with different people out here that's not playing by the laws of the street code.
Right.
Because like you say, a lot of these cats ain't reading the rules no more. A lot of dudes just jumped in the streets. Nobody told them what the rules and regulations was.
Mm-hmm.
So you got motherfuckers out here that will kill your mama. They will kill your son. They will kill your daughter
mm-hmm.
just to get that back at you because
mm-hmm.
one of their homies died.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is if you out there, you operate, and I'm not co-signing and encouraging in no shape, form, or fashion, and I hope most of y'all make it out. You see what I'm saying? But if you out there, keep your mama. Keep your sister, your daughter, your son, your wifey, whoever, out of the car with you. Stay the fuck away from them. If you're going to get in that, and that's the reality of it. Because mm-hmm. when a motherfucker coming, they shooting. When they shooting.
Right.
Because there's too many of the babies out here and women losing their fucking lives, man.
Right.
Now, if you street niggas know, women is off limits.
Mm-hmm.
They know.
Kids off
the kids
limits.
Kids is off limits. Like, that's the reality.
But these young niggas don't know that because they're making the rules up as they go along.
You can't, listen, man, it's rules to all games, but the sad part is it ain't no rule in the street game no more because everybody doing it. But it's my duty to tell you because a lot of you cats, the OGs that would have gave y'all the game, they died or they went to the penitentiary.
Right.
So y'all never had access to no true and living game.
Right.
Where motherfucker telling you. You see what I'm saying? And a true old head, they ain't going to put the package to you. They going to give you away from it.
Right.
Don't let nobody pimp you.
Right.
Don't let nobody pimp you out here, and don't let nobody have you on a mission stepping up to do some shit that they ain't doing themselves because they afraid. You got a lot of scared street niggas out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something. You young niggas with a gun, don't be no motherfucking sucker and no crash dummy for a soft, coward-ass nigga with money.
Mm-hmm.
That's some real shit.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you something, young blood. You replaceable.
Right.
After you activate your pistol, you get locked up, the trial is over, you got that life, meaning you got to die, come back, die, come back. Die, come back, die, come back, die, come back, and you still ain't going to make parole. So before you step up and go out there and do some Rambo shit
mm-hmm.
for a coward with some money,
mm-hmm.
think about your moves, young blood.
And let me tell y'all young niggas this. If you're going to let a nigga put the name on you, make sure the name is a businessman, nigga. Don't let the name that a nigga put on you is the shooter. Because all a shooter is a nigga that's a fucking life is expendable.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that nigga is. His life don't mean nothing.
That's what you tell somebody. You advertise to people that's out here. Oh yeah, what's the name? A shooter. I'm a shooter. Yeah, I'm a shooter.
Yeah,
don't
a
tell
shooter.
Nobody no shit like
yeah,
that. That means you're a crash dummy.
Right.
Don't tell motherfucker put you in a mission. Dummy. Don't be tied on your name like that. And why would you want that on your name anyway if that's what you into? Keep that shit off your name and try to figure out an exit plan.
Yo,
the street game was for dudes to try to get some money to figure out an exit plan and legitimize their hustle.
Right.
Now dudes are just like, come on, once again. You in the streets to make money, not headlines.
Right.
And I'm not encouraging nobody, but if you're going to be out there, you ain't trying to hit his shit. I'm an old nigga. I don't know him, whatever. I'm just telling you, man. I'm leaving it with that.
We need a lot of them young boys to chill the fuck out right now. Like, for real. They need to chill the fuck out. Chicago, it's some of the most deadliest days right now. We having national protests trying to get equality, and we can't get the niggas to fucking pay attention to what we got going on for a bigger cause.
Right. 100.
We got to get respect. we can't even like really neutralize our own shit to try to make sure we can be on the same page to get the respect from the white people that we want the equality from. So I think the young boys that's out there right now need to sit the fuck down.
Mm-hmm. What's so crazy is 100-something motherfuckers got shot in Chicago over a weekend. You'll have a war and 100 motherfuckers don't get shot in the war over a weekend.
Bro, if 100 people, 100 kids. But we talk about the police and shit. If 100 niggas got killed over a weekend by police, nigga, it'd be niggas would go crazy.
Right. But that's why I say that if Black Lives gonna matter, it got to matter all the time. It can't just matter when some injustices is happening to the black communities. That shit got to matter all the time. You feel what I'm saying? And niggas is out here killing other motherfuckers. Blacks is out here killing other blacks left and right. Like that shit ain't got no niggas don't care. Motherfuckers is just killing motherfuckers. Like, so at the end of the day, if black lives gonna matter, let's make the shit matter all the time, man. And not just when somebody like George Floyd or, you know, Breonna Taylor. What's her name?
Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, you know, something.
Say
like
her
that.
Name, Breonna Taylor.
Right, something.
We ain't
like
forget
that.
You, sis.
Nobody,
right. Nobody
like,
forgot you. You ain't gonna be.
Something like that happened. Right. Like, that shit ain't cool, man. You know what I'm saying? So, let's just make Black Lives Matter all the time, man. And let's get into stories from the channel.
I gotta admit something, man. On my way out of prison.
You
man,
was spicy. All right.
On my way out of prison, I just want to say some shit. And, you know, I thought about it a couple times. I ain't want to put it out there because I ain't trying to be no tough guy. But it was this boy I know, man. He's a Crip from out
Pittsburgh,
right?
I knew you was gonna say Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they cripping hard. And we was all right. We was half as all right. But I don't know if he knew I was going home. He had borrowed a 2 for $3 from me on chips, right? You know, you give a motherfucker 2 bags of chips, they give you 3 back. Commissary, they came, the dude ain't coming getting my chips back. So I'm like, damn. I tell my cellie, yo, is this dude trying to chump me? Is he trying to play me, right? And that shit was always on my mind. Like, damn, I went out of jail. Dude chumped me on my way out of jail. Like, I had like 3 weeks left.
Got chumped your whole bit.
No, I ain't get chumped my whole bit.
It was a big bag of chumps.
No, it was sprinkles of chump, but I ain't get chumped the whole fucking joint.
They said your name up the jail was Lil Chumpy.
You fucking lying. This kid's name is Baby Chumpy and Big Chumpy. Don't do that. Don't put that shit on my name. But what I'm saying was, it was crazy because I had to live to see another day. This nigga wasn't no joke. I ain't saying like I was scared.
So he burnt you for 2 bags of chips.
Three
bags. He's
going to give me 3 back.
He burnt you for 2 bags
and
of chips.
And he had them in his bag because when he was coming
son.
Back. I was in the
like
door,
my
right?
New York nigga said,
he walked
pussy,
past
son.
With the chips in
no,
his
like,
bag.
No, like I'm in the door when he
walked
come
past
back from
commissary.
When he got his
like
commissary,
this.
He had chips.
I was
he
was
like this. You supposed to go get them fucking chips.
He was like this.
Oh,
eat this
yeah,
chip.
He,
if he really
yeah.
ordered chips, you supposed to go to his hut and ask
for
chips.
I ain't asking for shit.
He said, look,
I'm not a coward.
Where's my fucking shebangs? I love shebangs.
Did you make a decision based off the fact you knew you was going home, you ain't want no smoke that was going to fuck your time up? Or?
If he had another 10 years, he wouldn't ask for them chips.
I don't know what powered that thought. I'm not clear with the moment. But I just man,
I am
let
cracking
it,
the
man,
fuck
let it slide.
Up.
You didn't
nah,
that
but,
was
but
funny.
Like if you because you knew you had like a year left, and he took your chips, was you gonna ask for them or not?
Fuck no.
I don't know what mind I was in. I can't really answer that question.
You see how he keep blaming it on his mind? I don't know my personal.
No, because I was deep in jail. I was
integrity at the time. But
fuck
nigga,
that. You walk past my motherfucking cell. You got a snicker in your bag, bitch. I'm coming out get my.
I wasn't with
black
on black
crime.
You
knew you weren't getting them chips back.
Man, they chips, man. It was only a couple of hours.
Fuck that.
Hey, he lucky the nigga ain't take his chips and make him the dip.
Man, see, you always talking to some spice, trying to slander my name, put smears all on my name.
Had you all in there, chips and dips.
He trying to get that mustard all
chips
on my
fucking
name.
Chips and dips with
Lowe. This shit wrong.
Yo, you wanted to be in jail, Spicy. I know you would have been cellmates with Heyonce. No, you know what? You'd have been cellmates with Penis Williams. Lil Helm and them, watch. You'd have been in there.
Did you
all...
say Penis Williams?
Yeah, he'd have been selling me.
It's time to wrap it up, fellas. We're going too far.
Because you know he giving up some of his old cellies and shit.
Was
he ain't here naming all his old cellies. Lil' Him. What the fake at? Lil' Kim?
No, man, stop it, man.
Huh? That's a fake Lil' Kim?
No,
Lil' Him?
No, the nigga Lil. Had 10 years. He still wouldn't ask for the chips back. Y'all
No, it was mine. Man. It was about wow. my mind.
Because
and where I was
your
at.
You're cousins and you love each other.
I mean, just because I love you don't mean I
show
no, nigga. Fuck is you?
I'm gonna hug you today, though.
Yeah, y'all should
what kind
hug.
Of shit is that you
I'm
tell a grown ass
man?
You,
man.
He's a physical person.
I'm hugging you today.
With physicality.
I'm physical, man. It's like
it's
I mean,
nothing wrong with hugging.
I don't
hugging.
Know what it is. It's just like when I get emotional and that song playing in my mind. Let's get physical. I'm like, damn. Let me
just tell you something. Mona.
Can I give you a hug, cuz?
Grown men don't never say, when they hug, they don't never say, they don't never, no, nigga never asked me for a hug, Mona. What the fuck are you talking about? It's just a slap. Yo, what's up, my nigga?
Yo, that hug you gave me, listen, when you came to the picnic, that was a decent hug when you gave me the hug.
I be needing a hug sometimes.
I'm just saying. How you remember
at the end,
that,
we should all hug.
I'm just saying, you gave me a crazy hug.
I remember a hug from a picnic up the jail.
I'm just saying, it was a crazy hug. That's
dog.
Another story, man, but that's cool.
At the end,
I'm
we
just
should
saying,
all
that was love.
Hug.
I was like, damn.
The world needs a hug,
walked
guys.
Away like, damn, that
hug your
decent.
Neighbor while you're watching this.
Hug somebody. Come on, let's hug, man.
Get the fuck out.
You.
I don't give a fuck. She a woman.
She
look at Tony. Tony, yeah, rip the titty up. Come on.
Shut up.
Oh, don't call me white girl. I'll call you black girl.
Kinky. They're kinky.
I'm going to call you black girl, white girl.
I'm going to call you black girl, white girl.
They're kinky. Those two, the cousins.
Hey, look. Look at my nigga. Listen, man. We're going to get out of here. We appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Every week, making us the number one music podcast in the entire country. I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
Don't call me white girl.
The closer. Yeah.
Tony the tackler.
We trying to put a little spice
that's
of the closer.
Tony the tackler.
Tony the tackler.
He himself.
TTT.
Tony, I'm taking the shit. What was? Oh, no. You know, I got that stuff. I was in the league.
TTT.
Bullshit all hanging out.
Tony the tackler.
You know what I mean?
And it's just like that.
Right.